sort of edging myself for a little bit, which I usually like to do before audios, because it takes me a really long time to come. Not that I don't get super turned on, it's just I don't know, it's always taken me a really long time. So I have sort of been messaging back and forth with one of my favorite Gone Wild audio friends, and we tend to write each other these really racy messages, but a lot of times one of us has to work, and so we don't really get to follow through with it very much, but we are messaging back and forth right now as I'm speaking, and it is very nice and steamy, and I am just aching right now. So the context of the story to start out with is that we are talking about the morning after a really, really crazy night, and the next morning she goes into the kitchen to make coffee or tea or whatever she ends up doing. She goes out there wearing nothing but my shirt, one of my shirts, and nothing else. And I go out there, and I slowly slide my hands up under the shirt, tease her nipples, and nibble her ear, kiss her neck the whole time, pressing my cock against her. And she is apparently very short, so I'm guessing it would probably rest about lower back. And then with one hand continuing to play with her nipples, I slide the other hand down until I reach her clit. Oh. And I pull back the hood of her little clit, and I just lightly draw these little circles, just teasing it. She writes back, "My nipples harden under your fingertips as I press my hips into your stiff cock." And then I told her that I was going to be recording, and she asked if I was recording yet. And then, she asked what I was wearing in this scenario, and I said, "Only boxers." And then I said, gave her details again, that one hand teasing her clit, one toying with her nipples, my cock pressing against her, pulsing as I attack her neck with my mouth. And she wrote back, "She grinds her hips into my stiff cock as I gasp, as she gasps because of all that I'm doing to her. Her neck, her nipples, her clit. She's getting weak in the knees. So she turns to face me. She pulls herself up to wrap her legs around my waist. And I said I would kiss her eagerly on the mouth as my hands grasped her ass passionately. Oh, I can feel her wetness starting to soak through my boxers. Push her up onto the counter and take that stupid shirt off before wrapping my lips around a tender nipple and sucking hard. She writes back that she would spread her legs wide and forcefully pull my boxers down, gasping, moaning with ecstasy as she feels the sensation of every suck and flicker of my tongue on her nipple, all the way down to her clit, ever so subtly. And then she puts in parentheses, "This really happens, by the way." I like that part. And then she starts to stroke my cock with her hands, pressing it rhythmically into her clit. And then I wrote, "I buck my hips lightly with each stroke," which is really happening right now because I need to come like fucking crazy. I buck my hips slightly with each stroke. Her moist labia and clit cause me to throb with desire. I want to enter her right then and there, to just pound her on the counter. But instead, I pick her up and I carry her to the bedroom. And I pull out my handcuffs and cuff her to the headboard with her arms over her head. And then I straddle her upper body and allow her to suck my cock. She starts with light. Light, gentle suction as I plunge my cock playfully yet forcefully into her mouth. Her tongue flicks along the underside as I thrust in and circles my girth each time. I slide out as she opens her throat wide to allow my entire length inside, as her tongue tickles the top of my balls. God, this is awesome. I don't know if I have the wherewithal to write back a message. But I would probably get a little crazy at that point. I lose control. I need her pussy. So I slowly press the head of my cock into her. Feeling her stretch and contract. I didn't think this far ahead. God, I should have probably let this dirty talk go on a little further before I started recording. Because it's, oh, fuck. It is really hard to type and masturbate and talk at the same time. But God, is she sexy. I just... Oh, she sends me these messages all the time. And actually, a lot of you do, and I love to send them back. And oh, it's even better when it's at work and I'm turning you on. And it's such a taboo place. I love hearing how soaked your panties are. I love hearing you lovely ladies go on about how much you love my cock when you see my pictures. Oh, God. I just have so many wild fantasies for so many different women now. It's crazy. And I've learned that my imagination is so much better than porn. Oh, fuck. Oh. She's taking her time to message back, so I will finish out this fantasy. I slowly slide my cock in, feeling her stretch, and I clamp my teeth down on her neck as I start to buck my hips. And based on what I've heard, I'm sure I would very, very easily kiss her cervix with the tip of my cock. Oh, so I'd have to be a little bit controlled, but I would start increasing in speed. Just digging my teeth into her neck. Just fucking harder and harder until I was just absolutely pounding her. Oh, our tight little pussy. Oh. And I would fucking whisper in her ear. I was gonna pump my cum inside of her. I wanted to see my fucking cum drip out of her. Acting up right now. This is like the worst time. Oh. Fuck. Today was my last day of vacation, and I think I just ended on a very, very good note.